Good morning, Paul Andrigo here, Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered. Today's episode is going to be one about leaving money on the table. How much would you ever be comfortable knowing that you've left six figures, and I'm talking about over $100,000, whether it's Canadian, American, pounds, you name the currency, whatever it is, anything that you ever leave on the table that is, you know, anywhere close to six figures in value, is a lot of money. So when I see people doing that, and I see it on a regular basis, it upsets me. And it's something that I think, you know, I wish I could have done more for those people, even though, of course, many of them didn't have the foresight to talk to me first. So here's what I'm hoping will happen because of this. I don't want to be the person that you have to call after you've been on the market for 3 months, 6 months, a year, because there's a lot of listings out there that were still on the market last year at this time and are still on the market now. Overpriced, undervalued, terribly marketed. I really don't understand how some of you sign off on this stuff. But anyways, the reason why it's going to cost you more to wait, especially when it comes to me helping out, is that you're going to be stigmatized. When your property sits on the market for, you know, in Toronto anyways, if it sits on for a few weeks and you're on open house number 47, I can guarantee that everyone in the neighborhood, and you have to remember that this is 2019. This is how this happens. People talk, you know, they share things. I'll go on any street as I'm, you know, walking around, visiting clients, talking to different people. I'll go on a street and I'll hear the entire life story of the listing that's on the market. And these people don't even know each other. This one neighbor would tell me the whole story, and they say, I don't know that person, but I know everything about that house. I know this happened to it. I know when there was this, blah, 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 good, bad, and ugly. I hear it all. And you can imagine that everyone has that same, you know, every neighborhood has that same sort of vibe. So what you don't want is you don't want a stigma attached to your property. And by that, I mean, you don't want people saying, well, you know, that property's been on the market for a year. There's got to be something wrong with it. There actually might not be anything wrong with it. It's just the fact that it was overpriced and it was undermarketed and someone had bought the listing. It is absolutely the biggest, if there was a real estate jail for offenses and there was a place to go for overpricing, to me that would be 1 year in real estate jail for having a listing on the market for a year that is so obviously overpriced. And what's happening is the agent has bought the listing and they're just hoping to reduce it slowly, 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 and sometimes incredibly slowly until the point where it sells. It's absolutely the worst thing to do because you're not even having the conversation. And this is the thing with you guys who I work with, and those of you who are out there know me, you know I don't have any tolerance for bullshit and I'm not out to hurt your feelings. But when I'm direct with you about what the property has to be sold at or has to be listed at and what it has to look like, this isn't personal. This isn't about you. Every single property I deal with, including my own, when I'm dealing with them, you know, things have to be done and changes have to be made and you have to be able to figure out how to add value. So if you want your house, and this is very simple and I say it enough, so it's not a secret, but clearly again, not enough people are listing. So number one, make sure you're signed up at mysoldreport.com. And this actually applies to anyone around the world. Because of my network, and there's over 70 countries that I've got real estate partners in, I can actually assist you in some way from here, whether I'm, you know, whether you're in Toronto or the GTA, that's obviously going to be primarily my area, but anywhere outside of Toronto, anywhere, for example, you know, anywhere from Barrie to Peterborough to Kitchener to Vancouver to Florida. I've got people out there in all those areas, really good people that also understand, you know, how this works, and I can actually connect them to you so you don't even have to be worried about, you know, am I choosing the right person or the wrong one? You definitely don't want to have the wrong one. And this is the kind of person that I don't work with, is someone that will string you along for a year at the wrong price and cost you way more than money. You're actually going to be developing a stigma. Again, people are going to say, well, that listing's been on the market. I know of one currently in my own neighborhood that's been on the market 12 times. It's been relisted 12 different times at different prices. And it's absolutely a disaster. I first of all, I don't even think I could take the listing because there's really no digging out of that hole. You know, maybe if it's once or twice, I've got some things I can probably do to help add value, but it's very simple. The math is very simple. So if you need to, you know, grab a pencil, go ahead and do it. But here it is. If you want to sell a property for $1 million, it has to be worth 1.5. It has to show 1.5. It has to appeal to people buying at 1.5. No buyer, especially the buyers that you want looking at your property, the ones that will actually close the deal, you don't want any of those people looking at it that can't afford to make a decision like that. So if you want, again, and this is very common in Toronto, you know, there's a lot of people that are just in the process. Some of you just found out this weekend that you've broken the $1 million mark. So getting signed up at mysoldreport.com is a very good reward system for you as well. You hear a lot of good news from me. Hopefully, again, as long as I'm the first one handling your listing, there's no mistakes I have to undo. If I have to, which again, I've done many times over the years, I've been given the listing after it's been completely destroyed. I've been able to bring it back in some cases to something reasonable. But the more important thing is do not, as a seller, do not let yourself be swayed by a price that just isn't accurate. And it's not about what I'm saying alone as a realtor, because there's one side of the equation. Completely, like, forget about what any realtor says. Look at the comps, number one. And then number two, as further proof of who's right and who's wrong, have an appraisal done. This is completely independent. You'll know exactly what your house is worth. So what you'll do by getting the appraisal done, I even recommend that before meeting with me, is having an appraiser come in independently, come in and give you a value of what your property would be worth to the bank. Now, as a seller, you might not think that's important, but you do have to think about the buyers are going to be dealing with the bank appraisers, and you want to know what they're thinking, because that bottom line is what's going to count. So if the property isn't worth, you know, what we're asking or even close, and the buyers don't have the difference between the appraisal value and what they're paying, guess what's going to happen, and does happen? The deal falls apart because the buyers got emotional, they paid more than they should, and the gap between the appraisal value and the sold price is too great, and they don't have the cash. So when I'm dealing with this, for me, it's a very thorough process. And I ask a lot of questions, and I actually require, you know, the buyer agents that I work with on different properties to be very detailed in their explanations and explain to me, you know, the qualifications of their buyers. I like to know as much as possible, which is why, again, I connect very well with the other agents that I work with. For me, bottom line, it's a collaboration. We are on the same side to a degree. So my job will be exclusively representing the sellers in that case and making sure that your property, you know, your property value is protected. So you definitely want to make sure that I'm on your side, whether you're buying or selling. Obviously, I do both sides sometimes on the same day, but you definitely want to make sure that I'm on your side. Because again, the main thing I've always told people when they're selling is that, you know, you definitely want me be the one that is helping to validate, to confirm your value versus the one questioning it. So when I'm the one on the selling side handling your property value, I'm able to make sure before we ever get to market that the value is easily explained and of course exceeds what we're asking. When we're on the buying side, then I'm on another situation where I'm actually figuring out, you know, if there are reasons why the property isn't worth that much. So you definitely want to make sure, if whenever possible, that I'm on those sides for you. I'm on your selling side when you're selling, and I'm the same one that's on your buying side. And I've been able to, again, find a lot of really good opportunities for clients of mine. And this is, again, even in today's market, there's listings that come up that are just completely out of touch, just not really understanding what the current market is. And clients of mine are able to have, a really, really great experience buying those properties and sometimes making money before they even get the keys, which is for me a really nice little added bonus for you to, be getting the keys, let's say 2 months after you buy, and already finding out that your house value has gone up by, sometimes five, sometimes six figures. That to me is a really nice moving in gift, probably better than a bottle of wine, simply because, again, we did the homework. And you only make money, by the way, I'll just end with this, you only make money in real estate when you buy. There is no control over the future. I mean, obviously, if you read the news enough, and of course, a lot of you do, you'll hear that we either are or are very close to a possible recession, especially with the Canadian dollar. So as a smart seller trying to get your money out right now, I get that, and I'm helping a lot of people do that. But at the same time, you also have to understand there's opportunities in that situation too. There's a lot of great opportunities to still move up and find the next place and hopefully be ahead of the game. But again, it's where, you're going to still only ever make money when you buy. It was the case for me when I started buying, and it'll be the case 20 years from now when my kids are maybe the ones doing this podcast and not me. But I really do enjoy the fact that you guys are listening. I was just reviewing my stats as well today. It's just incredible how many of you around the world are listening in now. It's just the statistics are absolutely incredible. All I can say is hello Canada, hello USA, hello France, hello United Arab Emirates, hello Spain, hello Germany, hello United Kingdom, hello Saudi Arabia, hello Russia, Korea, where else here? Hong Kong, Pakistan, India, Singapore, a lot more to mention. And I just want to say thank you and hello to all of you for listening. And I hope that, again, I get to connect with every single one of you that's listening. I know there's possibly a lot more than 10,000 people. There's been 10,000 plays, but I'm not sure where I'm being heard. Could it be by individuals, could be in boardrooms, could be in cars on the way to work, in your earphones while you're working out. I'm really privileged. I'm really thankful for the fact that I get to do this. I get to be on this stage that, again, I created because I wanted to have a stage where, when you're working with me, it's you and me on this stage. There's really no room for anybody else, and there's actually no room for error. So that's why it's so important for us to connect. If you're buying anything around the world, I can help you. I've sold property in the U.S. I've helped clients of mine in Europe. I've helped clients of mine in Asia, all over the world. And that's one of the best parts about this is the process itself, the connecting point. If I'm your connecting point where I can introduce you to the right people that I've already done work with, so that you don't have to, learn that process over again, there's a tremendous added value to that. And I can't tell you how important it is to not go into some country that you're not familiar with and have to find a realtor that is going to be the one that you would trust by, you might be trusting with six figures, $100,000, $200,000, $1 million, more of your money. And you don't even know if this person's going to manage it correctly or not. You really want to make sure you have someone that you trust and respect. And I want to be that person for you. So thanks again for listening in, and enjoy the rest of your day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.